Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
I count up at 4:30. Your guess is as good as mine. Our category is the states with the most stolen cars and gnarly teeth, or the best teeth, if you so choose. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Birthday shout-outs.
I just can't remember that on a Monday, dude.
Matulis, I want to give a big happy birthday to my oldest daughter, Anaya. Thank you.
Anaya.
That's what you say when you do karate.
Anaya, sorry. I figured it out. She's 15 today. Amazing drummer who loves to collect vinyl. And
right.
Saving all of her money to go to concerts. All right. I love you so much. From Dad, Mom, and her three younger sisters. So, could she please get a reverse fart, a happy Chinooka, and a Sarah Palin suck it up cupcake? Thank you so much, you fine gentlemen.
Happy Chinooka.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Patrols, it's that time again to send a birthday shout-out to my buddy, Terry in Renton. He began his millionth trip around the sun today.
Terry!
Can he get a Danger Bacon? What is Danger Bacon?
I don't know.
And a Liquor and Whores. Followed by a stampede of brim.
Where's Terry from?
Terry's in Renton.
Terry in Renton.
Yeah.
Terry.
How about the Dirty Germans with their dirtiest? Thanks, guys. That from Jim in Maple Valley.
Yeah, I want to imagine your body naked. What part of your body do you picture being your Renton? That's the point I'm going to visit.
Yeah, I think it's the back door.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Renton. So it takes this Renton exit.
Jesus.
Somebody must know that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't be Terry from Renton.
Terry and Renton? Oh, man. Well, the problem is there's 50 Terrys.
But there's only one 50. Terry that, like,
yeah.
You live in Renton, you go to the main street, you drink at the bars, you know Terry.
You got.
I'm going to say there's over 250 Terrys in Renton.
Just Renton?
Just Renton. Just Renton.
There's no way to figure this out, I don't think.
We're talking male Terry or female Terry?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I would take the under.
I'm taking the male
Terry. Taking the under? Mm-hmm.
All right. But y'all, finally
Renton proper?
Guys, y'all made my daily commute from Tacoma to Seattle tolerable, sometimes even enjoyable. I got to say, the Sugar Ray story and following banter had me in tears. So how about some green beans, some thrill shotgun gets, a happy Chinooka, and you guys talking all over yourselves about being a great punter, being the key to a championship squad. Thanks, guys. I'm from Little Rod from Tacoma.
Green beans.
What?
Green beans.
Happy okay. Chinooka.
Green beans. Green beans.
Get.
I think the,
happy Chinooki.
You do a great job punter.
I'll tell you right now, this is
a lot of times
that you never see him on the field. He just has the title. He's on the clipboard. As long as he can punt, your team's doing pretty damn well. Or committing a lot of turnovers.
If you're an all-pro punter, your team sucks.
So that's what I was going to say. Like, there was years where Maryland was always like, punter of the year from University of Maryland. It's like, right. Because they don't move the goddamn ball.
No, he kicks 60 times.
Right. Of course he has a great average. I'm with you. You need a good punter, but you don't want to have the best punter in the league, like, statistic-wise, because that means your offense isn't moving the ball.
And if
it's distance, based on average distance, that means that you didn't even make it out of your 20.
Right.
That guy can bomb the ball. No, he's kicking it. You know,
right, and I like Dixon for the Seahawks. I think he's great. He's an Aussie rules football guy. You get out of stuff. But again, you're never happy to see the punter.
Right. No, you don't see a jersey with his name on it.
Well, unless you're Australian or his family.
Yes.
Yeah, but they don't count.
Now, only you beautiful bitches. All I want for my 47th birthday is to hear the captain tell us about the time he ran into the dirty Germans at the after party in Reno. Thanks, boys, and happy Cinco de Mayo, or Drinko, that from Chris.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. It's funny you bring up the time I met the dirty Germans in Reno. I always thought he said his name was Gino. Crunch Bears.
Guys, I'd always wish my brother Jim Morgan a very happy birthday. If we could get some dirty Germans talking about he swings his hammer. And a big fish sandwich. That would be awesome. Love to you all. Thank you, guys. That from the lovely Sherry.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Yeah, Sherry, come on. We know how he swings his hammer. We watch him on OnlyFans all the time. His two highest-paying customers.
Yeah, I really like it when he wears the Thor costume.
Yeah. Hammer swinger time.
Guys, May 5th, shout-out. Happy 60th. Trip around the sun to our great friend, Johnny Rocker. He is have an amazing day. Congrats on your new grandson. Who will be in your world tomorrow? Cheers, the big old bong rib to you. Lots of love from Dwayne and Shelley. P.S. How about a little kid sandwich as well for granddaughter Hazel? Thanks, fellas, and many thanks. Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Oh, they get that one too? Oh, crap. Guys, today is my husband Jason's 52nd birthday. Longtime listener, hardworking vet, amazing husband. How about fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans? Thanks from his wife, Kara.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Sorry.
Yeah, kind of funny that your wife, Kara, brings up a fish sandwich on your birthday. I think you know what to expect tonight.
Yeah, it's the sweet flavor of tartar sauce.
Yeah.
Honey, what is this?
No cocktail? No.
You can't put cocktail sauce on a fish sandwich.
I never have, but why not?
Yeah, it's breaded. It's like shrimp.
No. Yes. No.
It's a fish sandwich. Yeah. It's cocktail sauce.
Doesn't belong there.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? I've never done it, but once you brought it
look,
up...
Like, if you
it didn't cross my mind to do it, but now it seems like a good idea.
I do a fried shrimp sandwich with cocktail sauce on it all the time.
Fried shrimp goes in a cocktail. Crab, like, sorry, fish... If cocktail sauce belonged on a fish sandwich, you're telling me no restaurant ever would have thought of this.
You might be right. It's just something I want to try now. I don't know. Sounds like a good
ketchup.
Idea.
You know what? I hope you do it, and I hope it ruins your damn sandwich.
I know you do. I know that you do. I just think it will be good.
Let's get a contestant on the line right now. For your guess is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. I'm telling you, man, on the shrimp sandwich, it's good. So I just assume on a fish sandwich.
No. Look, again, shrimp, I agree. Shrimp belong in cocktail sauce. Look, it's personal for me, okay? When I take out my mom, she gets too many sauces. Then the one day she was dipping her crab cake and tartar sauce and not the... I was just like, what are we doing here? We got to separate things. Shrimp, cocktail, good, right? Oysters, cocktail, good. Fish sandwich, bad. Tartar sauce.
Did you try it?
No.
Have you ever put malt vinegar on your fish sandwich?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
But, I mean, that's like eating fish and chips.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Oh, this is a very nice email, guys. Fisher House. Wanted to reach out to you and thank you guys for your contributions towards the Fisher House.
You're welcome.
My uncle Tim Smith is a veteran and has been battling lymphoma for a few years. Recently, it's taken a turn for the worst, and he's been admitted to the ICU at the VA hospital. The staff there do an amazing job and keep him as comfortable as possible. Now, through this incredibly hard time, the Fisher House has allowed my Aunt Esther to stay at their house on campus. She lives on Whidbey Island, and there would be no way she would ever be able to make that drive every day to be with her husband. And the Fisher House has allowed her to be with him through his exhaustive fight the whole way. And our family appreciates it more than you could ever imagine. He's had the love of his life there throughout it all. So I want to thank the Fisher House and thank you for the funding you provide. Keep on rocking and doing what you do does make a difference. Thanks, guys. That's from Shane. Shane, that's our listeners. Buying the beer. Buying the sausage.
Absolutely.
Buying the salsas. So right, as long as you continue to do that, we can help out the Fisher House.
That's the tough part about the Fisher House. Great place to support. Glad to hear it's working for you.
Yeah.
But you, ideally, we wouldn't have anybody having to stay at the Fisher House.
That is true.
You know what
that
I mean? It's one of those things. It's like, you know, it's, but I am glad to hear that. Also, a little creepy. I have an Uncle Tim.
Uncle Tim, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the work they do there is amazing. And if you ever get a chance to take a tour of the place and spend some time there, it's just amazing to see all the good that's done in the area. And again, man, there's three of them here. When we first got here, there were two.
Two, yeah.
So,
and beer money.
Time for all your guesses as good as mine. Did we just lose our contestant?
We did.
All right, call back if you want to play. 206-803-ROCK. If not, I'm going to let you guys play the game. All right, so our categories today. We have the states with the best and worst dental health. They said it's too much of a stretch to declare that residents of some states have the best teeth in the nation. But they at least seem to lead the way when it comes to dental health. The fine folks at Wallet Hub, they factored in several metrics. Percentage of adults and adolescents who regularly visit the dentist.
All right.
The number of dentists, the number of dental clinics, treatment costs, and even consumption of sugary drinks to bestow the bragging rights. So we have the top states for dental care, and we have the bottom worst finishers with their overall scores.
Okay.
So kind of a 2-in-1 on that one. Then we have the 10 states with the highest auto theft risk, according to new data. So you guys want to go with stolen cars, or do you want to go dental?
I'm saying dental, the bad side. That's me. I just feel like it'll be easier.
All right, fair enough.
I'm with you.
All right.
Bad side of dental.
Down with bad dental?
Bad dental.
Now,
comes to mind when you first think of bad dental hygiene? I bet you 3 out of 4 of us thought of the same person.
West Virginia?
You know what?
As a state,
I feel that people in West Virginia actually take better care of their teeth than most people just based on trying to fight that stereotype, if that makes sense.
I get you.
It's almost like a thing, a point of contention. Like, you know what? We have fluoride.
We
brush our teeth.
Do it.
But is West Virginia on the list?
Is West Virginia on the list as far as the worst states with them? Of course it is. It's number 49 in the country.
So your theory is wrong.
That's exactly right.
I think they really try. I think you do.
Yeah.
I think the rest of the state cares.
I mean, I told you about my cousin.
So then who's the worst? Because if they're 49,
Mississippi.
Mississippi
is number one. That's number... they're number... Well,
does it matter?
They're 50, but D.C. Is also in here. But it's not on the top worst, just so you know. So, West Virginia's 49.
51.
Mississippi's 50. There is a 51st on this list. Worst of the worst of dental health. Yes.
I'm guessing that we got to stick around the same area down there.
I'm guessing. I mean, you know, if I were an A-hole, I'd say, I was going to say Arkansas, yes.
Number one, or 51 in this instance.
Oh, 51. All right.
You've got the top three anyway. Arkansas, Mississippi, and West Virginia, no strikes against you. Those are the three worst states in the United States for overall dental health.
Would you French kiss someone there?
Should we just stick to my theory about SEC football?
Generally, that's how I go. What are you thinking?
Alabama.
Alabama is on the list at number 43. That is correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, now it gets a little tougher.
There's one more western state than
not.
It's not
like New Mexico, maybe.
It's not touching water.
Right.
It's not touching water.
Wyoming.
Not a bad guess, not on the list. I think the population is too small. They can only come up on anything.
I'm telling New Mexico, man.
I'll believe it. There's some good meth down there.
New Mexico?
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, hang on. Let's focus in here.
Let's get back to basics. It is SEC football, so let's go. Let's take that.
You want to throw in like a Tennessee or a Kentucky?
Sure.
Which one do you want?
I feel like Kentucky's a stronger candidate.
I think you're right.
Kentucky's 44 on the list.
All right.
So far, you guys are correct on Alabama, Kentucky, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Arkansas. These are the worst states in the United States for dental care.
Tennessee might still be on there.
Do we have any more hints?
Well, there's a couple of remote areas. I mean, remote, no matter if you're continental or not. On a couple of these states. Alaska's 45.
All right.
That's correct. There's one that seems like it's in the middle of nowhere.
Tell me, like, Iowa or... Boy, Iowa feels like the middle of nowhere. Kansas feels like the middle of nowhere.
Ohio?
Not Ohio.
Yeah, it's
well, we're kind of talking out.
Okay. Two strikes. You've got 6 out of the 10.
Ooh. Girl, pick one.
Hold on. This comes from the text line. Someone says Oklahoma.
Right. You going to go with that one?
Go Oklahoma.
Let's go with it.
Oh, damn it, man.
Okay, stick with the SEC for just a second.
Tennessee.
Tennessee not on the list.
Okay.
Georgia.
Not on the list.
What's down there next to Mississippi?
Like you do Kansas?
We said Louisiana.
Louisiana's 47.
How do we not think of Louisiana?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, the other states include Florida,
yeah,
Texas, and Montana.
Huh.
So those are the worst dental health states. Do you guys want to take a crack real quick here at the best dental health states?
Like I said, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is number 9 on the list.
New York.
New York is not on the list.
Oh.
New Hampshire.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire? No.
Not on the
list. How about Maryland? Not on the list.
Okay.
California. California? Not on the list.
Oh, all right. So Virginia's on the list.
Virginia's not on the list.
That kind of.
PA?
Maine.
Pennsylvania? Not.
There's no way.
It's close to Maryland. You said something close
district,
to Maryland.
District of Columbia.
Oh,
okay. I'm naming states, not territories.
Yes.
Idaho somehow makes this list. This is a tough one. North Dakota, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois.
Really?
So those are the states right there.
Well, I mean, again, I'm simplifying, but basically, SEC, bad teeth.
Yeah.
Big, traditional Big Ten, good teeth. Mm-hmm.
The worst dental health states in the United States, that would be Florida, Alabama, Kentucky, Alaska, Montana, Louisiana, Texas, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Arkansas.
None of those shock me.
No.
Like the places with the good teeth, thrown for a loop. All of those, they make sense, and that's sad.
Idaho, I guess, makes sense, though.
You think? Why?
Because to me, Idaho really only has two areas, right?
You got the crazy North End people over there, right, by Coeur d'Alene and stuff.
Yeah.
But they all have a little more money. It seemed like I could see them going and getting teeth work done.
Okay.
And then the only other city really is what, like, that I know is you got to go south to Boise.
And then all the rich people who ski down there, too. Those areas, those are like where Wahlberg lives, and like, you know, Demi Moore, and all those people have homes. And like,
I didn't know they lived in Idaho.
They're Idahoans.
Idahoans.
Is that what you call it? Idahoan?
Idahoans.
Wahlberg seems right for Idaho, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured he'd go back to Boston.
Yeah, man. He seems like a Boston.
They're hoping he does in Idaho. Yeah, exactly. Show today's coming up at 5:08. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Cut up here at 5:08. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Scientists have discovered a new gland within the human body.
Up there in your mouth.
Up there in your mouth, in your nose-ish area. Mm-hmm. They were doing just some different method of scans, and then they found something on different folks, and they were like, wait a minute.
What does this gland do?
I don't know.
It moistens the area between the back of your throat and your nasal passages.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. There's a gland for that.
Right? Wonder if it's also the one responsible for all the phlegm that you get when you're sick.
It doesn't want you to know that.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
I overdo my job sometimes.
I'm just working extra hard.
That's why you get snot rockets.
Trying to buy tickets for the kids.
Oh, damn.
A suburb in Florida has started curtailing the peacock population by, not quite that way, no, vasectomies.
Oh. Huh. Who do you call for that?
So now just to pee.
Damn it, Miles.
What?
I just neutering the birds over in Florida.
Are they invasive or something? I read there's some other invasive thing there now.
They're just a pest, really.
Peacocks.
Yeah, they're just giant pigeons.
I mean, they are. How many do they have that it's a nuisance?
Apparently enough to where they're like, we need to start clipping these guys.
Okay. Damn.
You ever listen to a peacock just sit there and scream?
Just to pee.
I have not.
Yeah! That's what they sound like.
Oh, really? Just
to pee. All day long. Stop it!
All they do, they have them in touch.
Oh, do they?
Is it
like a bunch or like a few?
I only saw one trying to eat some cheese.
Oh.
Seriously. Fly's trying to feed them the cheese.
They're only cool when the doggone feathers are up, and that never happens.
Nope. They don't find you sexy.
Don't like cheese. They will eat the cracker.
But they are loud. Yes.
I rent years ago, a bunch of us rented a cabin up near Leavenworth. I'm like, I'm sitting in the hot tub one morning, and I'm like, what in the hell is that noise? And the neighbors just had peacocks out there. Same thing. And then, like, later, they're up in a tree.
I mean, I did see one pull out the full feathers, which was cool, but they were just annoying the whole time.
Yeah.
They just screamed the entire time.
And how much, I'm with Thrill a little bit here. I know he was kind of kidding, but how much does it cost to, like, give these birds vasectomies?
As opposed to shooting them, which I know sounds mean, but the point is you're trying to get them to die off, right?
Sure.
You just don't want to do the current generation.
Is there a peacock
season? How much more does it cost to call a peacock vasectomy expert versus...
I think it's because you can't give people the green light to just start capping these things.
You don't tell everyone. Obviously, this is an inside job. You don't put out the all call.
Okay, but if you're telling somebody, one person that likes to go out and shoot birds that you officially get to go and shoot peacocks, he's telling his buddies.
But like fish and wildlife. Like, you're the one just going to shoot them. Or do
or they
you
don't want
to
shoot
give them,
them
a vasectomy?
It's fish and wildlife. They're about preservation, not destroying them.
Well, what if we harvest the meat?
That's fine. But again, if you're the kind of person that would like to go out and shoot peacocks, you're telling your other friends who also like to go out and shoot peacocks because you all want to get in on
it. It's not that we like to shoot peacocks or saying there's a peacock issue. And right. I have a gun and I'm willing to shoot
peacock. Like a lot of states
not
have gotten overrun with deer.
Sure.
So you extend deer season, right? Same with turkeys. I don't think most people know the turkeys are overrunning this country. It's a serious problem. So a lot of states have said turkey season is much longer.
Doggone.
Yeah, shoot the peacocks.
Well, that's what happened. Again, the turkeys were almost gone, and we did a good job. Save the turkeys.
Yeah.
We did. Now it's too many of the turkeys.
Well, I was reading the same thing today about that hairy-ass China crab.
Oh, so yeah, yeah.
It was in the Columbia River. And it was kind of upstream. They find this
it's called the hairy claw crab.
It's the hairy China crab, yeah. Right? Whatever it is. So,
hairy China
hairy crab.
Crab river.
Anyway, so they go talk about all this crab, and they're like, oh, we got to, you kill it. You pull it up in a trap, get it,
all
kill
right.
That damn thing.
Can you eat it?
That's the first thing I Googled, Ted. It's delicious.
Oh, really?
Right. I said, this is not a problem. This is a solution to a problem.
Yes, it is. That
I
is
mean,
a solution.
Look, put it on the menu, dude. You want to get rid of them?
Hairy crabs.
I will eat your hairy crab.
Would you like the hairy Chinese crab?
Give me an order of hairy crabs there.
With a side of peacock, please.
Pilsner, please. Yeah. Seriously. That's the solution? They're delicious?
Straight from China.
Yeah.
A.K.A. the Columbia River.
Eat our hairy crab.
A new study says parents that are glued to their phones are sabotaging their child's development.
No kidding.
Because they're glued to their phones.
No kidding.
They're not helping their children develop.
Why don't you send that through a social message so they can see it on their
phone?
Yeah,
no kidding. Put that study on Facebook so that they can read it as they're scrolling right. Neglecting their children.
Well, and also, like, look, I mean, kids just imitate what they see.
Of course.
Yes.
So if you're on your phone the whole time, it's hard to tell a kid to get off the tablet.
Dial
absolutely,
out.
Man. Apparently, near-death experiences drastically change how people view their careers.
You think so?
Yeah.
What do you, it puts their life into perspective? What?
It's not like... I mean, what's the old saying, right? Nobody on their deathbed goes, I should have worked more.
Right.
Right.
You almost die, yeah. Things are going to change a little bit.
Right. All of a sudden, you start realizing what things are actually like around here. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, good thing we did a study.
That's right. Hey, you know what? We got that out there. Washing machines are believed to be a breeding ground for a superbug bacteria, and apparently your detergent is making it worse.
Cool.
Really? Not cleaning it out enough, or it's just leaving behind a residue that's just, it's feeding off of it.
Sometimes the ring on those front loaders will get a little funky.
Oh, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. They, you know, they got the seal on there, and there's just a nice little gap.
Yeah, basically.
There.
Yeah.
There's a new study being conducted into the connection between CT scans and cancer cases.
Okay.
Apparently, CT scans are spiking them numbers, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
So careful when they shove you under there. I don't know, or read the study. I didn't work on it. Like it could just be like, hey, yeah, it's finding cancers.
Right. Just spitball.
Yeah,
it's killing them.
You never know.
Could be wrong.
56% of people would shave years off of their life to add it to their pets.
What?
No, you ain't getting that deal, dude.
I mean, I love my pet, but you go into it with a certain mindset.
Do you make a steak for your dog every night? No. No, you make it for you. Look, certain things, man. Come on.
Well, and like we've said before, we don't know how long we've got, so you're shaving years off of your life, yeah, but you might die next year, so give my next...
I think the dog's like, thanks a lot for 1 year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now your dog's just hanging in your house with you dead.
Well, I mean, like I said, most people go into getting pets where it's like, I plan to outlive this pet.
Correct.
That is my goal.
It's the crummy part of owning a pet.
Sure.
Yeah, look, I mean, what do you want your dog to outlive you?
Exactly. Like, I would...
That's,
I love
you know what? That's kind of weird. That's kind of the dilemma my uncle's in right now.
Oh, really?
So he is 74.
All right.
Just bought a parrot.
No, he just put his dog. He just put his dog. Yeah, right. He just put his dog down, and he's like, "Man, he's like,
what? He wants to get another dog?
Oh, yeah, what like, what? Yeah.
Do you have another 15 years in?
Right. Like, can I? Hold on, leave this guy.
I mean, I know I said that, but I think in cases like that, like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody will take that dog.
I agree with you. That's what I said.
Or you know, there is senior dogs that need homes.
That's a fact.
There's like senior dog centers.
Absolutely.
Maybe he needs a senior dog like him.
That's right.
Somebody nice and easy.
Right, you just, somebody. I mean, just look, some love. I thought about it for a while. You just got to know when you get a senior dog, the bonus is probably house trained and this and that. Negative side, you don't go have this guy for about 3 or 4 years.
And exactly. Medical bills, too. Yeah,
yeah, no kidding.
Well,
yeah.
A lot of them, there's one in this area that I really looked at. They pay all the medical bills.
Really? Oh, really?
They just need people to take in some of these old-ass dogs.
They don't, is it called old-ass dogs?
They don't
old
say
ass
it that
dog.
Way. Right. Hey, this dog.
Check out this old-ass dog right here.
You know what? You might like this one. He's old as dirt.
He's sweet, but he's an old-ass dog.
Yeah. He's potty trained. You just got to drag him out.
Sometimes he gets a squirt. Other than that, it's always outside.
It is Cinco de Mayo, and while a lot of people are going out and having a great old time, I recommend anybody grab themselves a nice tub of Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Ooh. Dip responsibly.
But it's also a great excuse to drink, and it's not just beer that you're drinking, you're also drinking cocktails, so let's have some fun.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more great cocktail recipes you should know. Can we stop getting so fancy with all the pomp and circumstance of a smoked Manhattan or a Bloody Mary with a whole cheeseburger, a basket of curly fries, and a chocolate malt all balanced precariously atop what I can only describe personally as swill? Here's how to make the perfect spirit. Find a bottle of whiskey, 90 proof or higher. Procure a double rocks glass, or as far as I care, a red solo cup. Open said bottle of jet fuel. Pour, sit, sip. Now leave me alone.
All right.
Perfect cocktail.
But in case you want to get just a little bit fancier than our boy VD, these are 10 cocktail recipes that you should know. So let's start with a classic, the whiskey sour. I'm going to put you guys to the test. How do you make a whiskey sour? What does it take?
Whiskey sour sours water. And pineapple juice.
Ted, any guesses? Whiskey sour.
A whiskey sour is whiskey, what, sour mix, and...
I'll say lime juice.
And orange.
So you guys are all kind of dancing around it. It is two shots of whiskey. You get lemon juice in there, or you can do some sort of a citrus, and then simple syrup with a orange or lemon peel.
Okay.
And a simple syrup, yeah. Does anybody throw... We worked at bars and restaurants. They always had that sweet and sour mix. Does anybody even use that anymore?
I mean,
sweet and sour mix?
Orange stuff? But I never worked at a bar that had simple... Yeah. That we made our own simple syrup.
Oh, we used to make... Well, we made it for the bar, yeah.
All right.
How about your standard margarita? What if you're at the bar, what is what's on the ingredients?
Margarita mix, tequila and salt and lemon or lime.
Well, you got to make one from scratch.
Exactly.
You can't use a mix.
Okay, exactly.
So tequila?
So again, I would say tequila...
Lime juice?
Simple syrup, some type of, like, a squirt of lime, shaken.
So it got tequila. They go triple sec or Cointreau, and lime juice.
Yeah, that's why I don't make drinks, man.
Margarita. How about the mojito? Anybody here know the ingredients for a mojito?
Mint.
Fresh mint is on the list.
Gin?
Vodka?
No. Is mojito rum?
It is white rum.
Oh,
very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you just need lime juice, sugar, and sparkling water or club soda.
They are delicious.
They are.
I haven't had a mojito, but that's not
great. I don't like to make my bartender muddle. I feel like it's too much, you know? I think it's too much work.
You got to use judgment, right? So if you're sitting down to a dinner at a restaurant, order the mojito, right? Like that bartender knows. He knows he works mainly in a restaurant, right? Yeah. I think also you could order them at a bar. But if you're at a bar and it's a Friday or Saturday evening and it's very crowded,
come on.
That's not the time to start ordering
mojitos. I don't want to be the person who orders the Bloody Mary after 3 o'clock.
Correct.
You know,
especially when you're at just a bar.
I feel like that's the mojito.
Yeah.
Here you go. I will tell you this, though. I'd much rather make a Bloody Mary than a mojito when it's busy.
Yeah, that's true.
Because a lot of times, most bars, just going to be vodka and mix.
Here's one for you, Miles. The gin and tonic.
Ooh. I'm going to say gin... and tonic.
My God, Miles, you got it right. Well done. These are cocktail recipes that you should know. A daiquiri. What all goes into a daiquiri?
All right, so rum.
Yep.
Strawberry preserves? Oh, so, you didn't say strawberry daiquiri. My bad.
But it counts. You know, I get it.
You're already doing better than me.
It's all different flavors and what. I've only ever had strawberry daiquiris myself.
So again, I would say that sweet and sour mix, or maybe they'll say simple syrup.
Simple syrup and lime juice.
And lime juice. Yeah. Okay.
So I think that's your standard daiquiri. It doesn't seem too far off from a margarita. How about the Moscow Mule? Anybody know how to make a Moscow Mule?
Yes, I know.
What you got?
Vodka. Ginger beer.
Yeah, yeah.
A squirt of lime?
Lime juice. Very good, Ted. You made it.
I love Moscow Mules.
And you need that copper cup.
Yes,
you do.
That's all I know.
Is there any real reason why the copper cup needs to be in there other than it's just the drink?
So, I do know. I don't know positive about the copper cup, but nobody drank vodka back in the day because of Russians.
Sure.
Right? It was always Russia's the enemy. So Smirnoff, when that guy was trying to get people to drink it, he's sitting in this bar one night. This is like in the 20s or 30s. And him and the bartender start messing around. Mm. And that's the one drink they came up with.
They called it the Moscow Mule.
I know, why would you do
and
that?
They put it in a copper
you
cup.
Call it like the Egyptian surprise or something.
Well, also people just didn't drink vodka. People, it was considered, I mean, look, right. If you want to know the truth, it was considered like a lady drink. No man would be caught dead.
Sure, you drink whiskey.
You drink whiskey, you drink gin.
Moonshine, yeah.
And then, so then they said, all right, we want them to know it's vodka, call it the Moscow Mule, and that's kind of where it takes off.
Okay. Anybody know the ingredients to a Tom Collins? That's one I've only ever heard. But I've heard the name. And I know that you can get
a Tom Collins gin mix.
It is gin. Good job, Miles.
Okay.
Three more ingredients.
Is it soda?
Soda water. You got two more ingredients.
Is it lemon?
Lemon. You got one more.
Pineapple?
Sweet vermouth.
Simple syrup.
Back to that.
Sweeten it out a little bit with some simple syrup. Again, these are classic cocktail recipes that you should know.
Tom Collins.
The gin fizz. Anybody know how to make the gin fizz?
No.
Five ingredients in the gin fizz.
Well, there's gin.
Here's gin for
there's
one.
Tonic.
Soda water. Yep, that's another one.
I'll go simple syrup again.
That's another one.
Lemon juice.
Lemon juice. One more, and I don't know that you guys are going to get it. I think it's what brings out the fizz. It is something that's not a drink.
Pop rocks.
Alka-Seltzer. Egg white.
Egg white.
What?
Okay.
Throw some egg white
that
in
brings
there.
Out the fizz?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. It's like having a Pisco Sour.
Right. How about a Cosmo? How does one make a Cosmo?
Ask the drunk lady next to you.
Gotcha.
She still thinks Sex of the City's on TV.
Damn Ooh. Right. Four ingredients in the standard Cosmo.
All right. Vodka.
One.
Cranberry juice.
Two.
A little bit of lime.
Three.
What else?
And then there's the wild card.
The pineapple?
Cointreau.
Ah, okay.
It's some expensive stuff. One of my favorites, the Paloma. I've been really getting into Palomas these days.
Tequila.
Tequila. Hang on, I gotta scroll.
Right? Is it Paloma tequila?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I just gotta scroll down to the dial.
My favorites, just don't know what's in it. Just pound them down.
What is in a Paloma cocktail?
That's a good drink.
Come on, you. There you go.
Is it tequila?
Tequila is one thing. Yeah, we need six ingredients here.
So tequila.
Yep.
Lime.
Seltzer.
What's that?
Yep, lime.
Lime. Seltzer.
Seltzer. Soda water. Yep.
Mint.
Mint, no.
No, you need like an orange.
Or grapefruit. Yep.
And then, I don't know, grapefruit juice?
Simple syrup.
Simple syrup.
That does sound good.
Everything. It's fantastic. Especially when it's nice outside. How about
dude? I will tell you this: Texas, they like tequila so much. I've had a Paloma at a Texas football game.
Ooh,
took a little hunting around to find that stand, but we found it.
Classic cocktail recipes that you should know: the Aperol Spritz, Ted.
God, I hate them. My buddies love them.
What you got?
I guess Aperol.
That's one. There's two more ingredients.
Gin?
Soda water?
Soda water, specifically not tonic water.
Soda water. Right, because tonic water is a different flavor, and then you float oranges on it, right?
We got one more liquid that's in there. Very fancy.
What is that? Just tell me.
Sparkling wine. Prosecco, champagne, whichever it is.
I'd convince people like drinking them because it comes in the wine glass. It looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Aperol tastes like ass.
And then I'll leave you guys with this one. The last classic cocktail recipe that you should know. The classic. I don't like it. Pina colada. What's all in the pina colada?
Pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice one.
Coconut.
Rum at two. Coconut three. You got three more ingredients.
Half and half.
Not half and half, no.
Simple syrup.
Not simple syrup. Nope, you got ice that they put in there because they're going to do it blended. You got frozen pineapple because, again, you're going to blend it so that you get all that flavor. And then just a little bit of lime juice.
I think a pina colada has to be frozen. Like a daiquiri,
yes, right.
You can have on the rocks. But I think pina colada has to be frozen.
Yep, I think you're right. It's got to be blended. A man in Oregon attempted to walk up with someone's 2-year-old in a stroller and got exactly what he had coming to him.
How does that work out?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shots of the day.
Great job it is. As usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Ms. Diuna Xing of the Nanning Zoo in China. All right. Any guesses on what kind of animal Diuna Xing is?
Where's it, China?
In China.
Oh, it's a panda.
So close. She's a gorilla. And she's well-known figure to zoo goers there and social media users in China due to her playful behavior. And to say a delightful day at the zoo took a sudden and unexpected turn. The massive primate, famed for his playful antics of tossing flowers and turf at visitors at Nanning Zoo, he shocked onlookers when instead of flowers, he picked up a large rock and began running around his enclosure with it and then throwing it and hitting a brother in the head and taking him down.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Now, it turns out that the injured tourist was treated and returned to his hotel, so apparently not bad of an accident there, but they say the origin of the rock remains a mystery and is currently under investigation. They have a video of it out there, and normally it'll throw flowers and people ooh and ah, and they have the cameras. This thing picks up a big-ass rock. Looks like it's going crazy, but they're still there just taking pictures, and it throws this thing into the crowd. Hits this dude straight on the head.
Take that, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. Let's get a contestant on line now for Profile This. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.